You are listening to Voice of SBV.
A very good morning to everyone listening to the podcast. I am Dr. Shakti Devi, Reader, Department of Periodontics. I am here to talk about the topic, Dental Healthcare Needs of the Tribal and the Marginalized Sections of the Society. Indigenous people are group of people that live within or are associated with geographically different traditional habitats or ancestral areas and identify as belonging to a separate cultural group known as tribes. It is also well known that they are solely practice their ancestral customs very strictly. These tribes can be found in widely varying ecological and geoclimatic conditions, as in forests, hills, deserts and places difficult to reach. They have an isolated niche due to their unfriendly, secure living environment, poor sanitation, low literacy and lack of employment opportunities. Amongst them, people designated as Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribe are believed to be the most disadvantageous socio-economic categories of India. Scheduled Castes include Adi Andhra, Adi Dravida and Adi Karnataka, among others. Scheduled Tribes include Juang, Kunda Reddy, Santhal and Poya, among others. In India, the tribal inhabitations are scattered across large areas with poor access to basic health necessities. Therefore, it is observed that tribal people have remained marginal with poor health, unmet needs. Despite of the overall systemic health, they also have a poor periodontal health status due to their isolation, awareness and less accessibility to dental resources. They also follow traditional methods of oral hygiene, which are proven to be inadequate to maintain proper oral health of the individual. Despite several attempts and developmental and welfare projects implemented by the Government of India for their upliftment and mainstreaming, these groups continue to be economically backward, socially weak and more vulnerable to danger. We have certain tribes, namely the Gypsies and the Irular communities, who are residing in and around nearby localities. The Gypsy community, whose names are as obscure as their origins, is also known as Roma or Romani people. They belong to a very distinct cultural group in which dental caries prevalence is high and often neglected. Data on their dental care necessities are relatively scarce to non-existent. Their chaotic lifestyle makes routine dental visits nearly impossible and failure in appointments. They are more prone to report with acute dental pain and gums, malodor, attrition. The Irulars, also known as the Negribo, are a tiny tribal tribe found throughout India. Across several parts of our nation, they make a living through hunting, particularly by capturing snakes. They also work as laborers on landlords' fields during the sowing and harvesting seasons, as well as in rice mills. Fishing and livestock farming are the other important occupations for them.
You are listening to Voice of SBV.
Close study of the tribal people of Puducherry, namely the Narikuravas and the Irulars, prompted me to believe that they were originally resistant to the services offered to them. However, they soon began to exhibit very little or no interest in improving their dental health. Education and encouragement of this community are considered essential so that they can benefit from it in some way. Despite government attempts, the indigenous community has significant health and inequities, and the current socio-economic profile of the population is low when compared to the mainstream population. Oral health is the most important predictor of overall health, happiness and quality of life. Maintaining excellent oral hygiene should be prioritized in order to achieve optimal oral health. However, the standard of living of India Scheduled Caste tribes have significantly improved over the past few decades. They seem to be more prone to diverse experiences and have always exhibited a desire to learn more things. Draupadi Murmu, the first person from the India indigenous recognized the tribal people to be elected president, is one such inspiring example. With Draupadi Murmu becoming India's president, the tribal community and the women progress would undoubtedly reach new heights. The determination of the health requirements of these indigenous communities through approaches and methods that correctly represent their situations and concern while preserving their culture and identity is critical to public health problem. To serve tribal people at the medical facilities, tribe members must improve their insensitive and discriminatory behavior towards impoverished and disadvantaged groups. This behavioral shift is desired not only from paramedics and low-level workers but also from doctors. Education and poverty status would have a significant impact on oral health care usage. Thus, the quality and access to health messages should be enhanced with a special focus on tribal groups and effective communication methods should be used. Finally, I would like to say a healthy attitude is contagious, but don't wait to catch it from others. Be a carrier. Thank you everyone for patiently listening this podcast. Have a cheerful day.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.